When you find a special someone, it's important to show just how much you care about them. Some do it with flowers, some use candy, and others prefer a nice dinner at Waffle House. Every Valentine's Day, Waffle House dresses up its restaurants with white tablecloths and candles. On second thought, intern Emily Bunker recently took her boyfriend on a Waffle House date in Marietta, and she brings us this audio postcard.
This is Emily Bunker, the well-known and loved intern of On Second Thought. And today, on this lovely Valentine's Day, my boyfriend Will and I are going into the field to do some very serious investigative journalism.
Hi, welcome to Waffle House. Happy Valentine's Day. May I take your order?
My name's Desiree Baker. I am from California, but currently live in Acworth, Georgia. I'm the district manager here, so I've got three stores in this area. I think my favorite aspect of the whole thing is that we're Waffle House, and it's like we take the reservations, and we add that extra cheese that you might not get at a main restaurant, the nicer restaurants. Not that we're not a nice restaurant. The honey hole, that's what we call it, because you're going into the hole with your honey. All it is just a cute background for you to take pictures with, so we put it in a nice little picture frame, like a little picture frame with a year on it, so a lot of people come back year after year after year.
Bill and Connie Brigar, we live in Marietta, Georgia.
We have been married for 37 years, and we've been coming here for 5 years now.
It's been fun. It really has. It's just a great atmosphere, and they spoof it on themselves, and they have a lot of fun. It makes you have a lot of fun.
I think one of the Valentine's days, we came here with three couples. So we were trying to fit into a booth with six people, and it was a little bit challenging, but we made it work, and all three couples had a great time.
This is one of the best dates I've ever been on, Valentine's Day or not. Will Twait from Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm just enjoying this lovely meal. Valentine's Day, great for the wallet. Started off with a lovely salad. To name a few ingredients, we have lettuce, and that's about it. Next, I had the sirloin, side of hash browns, and then our third course.
For dessert tonight, we have strawberry waffle marshmallow kebabs covered with hot chocolate and chocolate pie.
I have to tell you, I don't like chocolate cake. I don't like chocolate ice cream. But I love the chocolate pie for dessert.
Pat Warner, I'm our Director of Public Relations and External Affairs, and tonight I'm a busboy. This year's theme is bring your sweet tea pie in for some sweet tea and pie. And yes, we pay people at the office to think stuff like that up. My best advice after 20 plus years of marriage and all my experience at Waffle House is to learn these words, yes, dear.
The way we look at it, we actually never used to celebrate Valentine's Day because we've always said from the very beginning of our marriage that every day is supposed to be Valentine's Day when you're married.
My name is Chuck Yoakum, and we live here in Marietta.
And I'm Connie Yoakum. He's the king of love, so we'll let him answer that question.
Just a waffle a day. How can you go wrong?
Okay. Say something.
Woo, Waffle House! Happy Valentine's Day!
Valentine's Day at Waffle House. GPB intern Emily Bunker produced that story with help from her boyfriend, Will Twait. He took the photos for it, and you can see them at gpbnews.org. And that's our show for today, but we would love to get your thoughts. So tell us about the best and worst place you've gone to dinner with a date or a loved one. Call us at 404-500-9457. We're also on the Twitter. It's at OST Talk. I'm at Celeste Headley. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. Have a great day. Honey, honey, I-